All right, everybody. We are back. We are back. Shout out to everybody that's been upset with me about this, the Terrence Howard thing, man. Did you see the, like, the little pictures I put in there and stuff? Somebody sent me a personalized email, found me on Instagram, was like, you know he was just doing a role. I was like, what role is that? Remember I said, I was like, you didn't see the whole clip. I asked on there, what role is this for?
We both asked that.
Yeah, but it was on, you know.
Damn.
I was like, but what role is this for? I better see a movie come out in 6 months with him with that same exact hair.
Listen, people have just been, I don't know what's going on in the world, but I've been meaning to do a post about a few things, right? One of them being, I commented on something with Sierra and Russell Wilson or whatever, and so I was like, who said this? I was like, y'all the one that made this drama. Y'all the ones that said he corny and y'all mad just because somebody is like happy.
But she's happy too. Both can be true.
they can be true. They can coexist. Whatever. I'm not doing this with you today. But whatever the case may be, whatever the hell I said has over 10,000 likes. And so I keep getting alerts. Like, this is more annoying than our damn Nicki Minaj.
Oh, it's worse than Nicki Minaj?
It's just as bad. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish, like, I could delete the comment, but it's like, nah.
I don't know if you saw, like, the TikTok that people have been mad about on the other page. It's got like 10,000 views.
I'll be forgetting about TikTok. I gotta do better.
I mean, I've been tagging you on it, so you they know it's you.
Let me go check, because I don't have notifications on.
Hey, when you got your soliloquies going on, I'll tag you.
Oh my god. Okay. So
I let you get all your props.
So I meant to do a reel about it a minute ago, but I'm gonna do it. So now I just remember, yo, niggas is mad because I commented on something about In-N-Out Burger. I want to set the record straight here. In-N-Out Burger is trash. And y'all keep talking about, oh, you got to get animal style fries. You got to do this. You got to do that.
I don't get the fries. I'm only there for the burger.
Yeah, because that's also trash. So no, you gotta divvy things up. If you have to add extras to something, that's like adding steak sauce to a steak. It should be good enough alone. That's like how we barbecue in Missouri. The rubs and all of that are so good that you don't even need barbecue sauce, but indulge if you want to. Every time I've had it, I'm just like, okay, why did I think it was okay to eat a sponge? So whatever, I think it's very overhyped, and I know you're going to do me dirty and make this a clip, and I really don't give a rat's ass because I said what the fuck I said, and I'm standing by it. So I'm ready for the comments and people being mad. Like, people are really mad at me for saying this on some comment about In-N-Out Burger, and it's hella people. I think they be clicking to see who black and then decided they gonna comment. I think it's a little racial tension there.
It was all other people that was commenting to you.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't see y'all going in on. I'm like one of the few black people that said something. I'm like, where is this tension for the other people? So now I'm gonna start being petty and responding and say, I'm reporting you because I feel like there's some racial tension here. it is just because I said I didn't like a burger. And for me, I've said it here, I've said it everywhere. For me, the joy of a burger is also having wonderful, amazing, crisp French fries. And you don't get that there.
No. In-N-Out fries are trash.
I just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like a Thousand Island.
I don't like Thousand Island. I like a nice little triple cheeseburger from there with some onions on it and ketchup, and I can keep it moving. It feels good to me.
Yeah, when you come and visit in June, when we figure that out, I want to take you to this.
Man.
Listen, I want to take you to a burger spot that's killing that, and you can get the whole meal.
Is it a E40 spot? What's the name of the spot he owns?
No, this is in my hood. In Glasso Park.
What is the spot that E40 owns?
I didn't even know E40 made.
It's a chain. He just owns some of the chain in California though. Hold on. Fat Burger.
Oh, Fat Burger fire though.
Yeah, but E40 owns like five or six of them. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See, I like Fat Burger because you want to know what I really enjoy? Those the steak fries. That's all I'm saying. So
No. In-N-Out.
I can't believe somebody took the time. I'm sorry to cut you off. Mm-hmm. Took the time and found you, sent you an email. About Terrence Howard.
Right, of anybody. Like Terrence Howard, as much slander I put out here about a lot of people.
That's
the one that really sent it over the edge. Talking about Terrence Howard.
Yes.
But Terrence Howard's the one that really put you over the edge. Like,
do you know if it's a man or a woman?
It was a woman.
She had a fatal attraction. Next.
This could be. All right, I want to start this off by apologizing to one J. Cole. Not a full apology, only a half apology.
Okay.
I didn't understand what Armageddon, this rap thing, was going to be, and you saw it, J. Cole, and you just said, you know what? I'll take the short-term losses for the long-term benefit of not dealing with all this bullshit that's going on in rap now. So, J. Cole, I would like to apologize to you for profusely. I'm still upset that you didn't do that, but I understand why you took the L for your own personal peace, because you don't want to be dealing with Rick Ross talking about BBLs and the Metro Boomin and all this stuff between these three, and Kendrick still ain't came back, and the game then jumped in, and who else had jumped? Somebody else jumped in too. Pusha T maybe be back in it. It's just a lot going on.
Listen, if Pusha T is in
it was the AI Drake diss that came out that's supposed to just diss Pusha T. I was somewhat scared for Drake, but then I had to make sure before I sent it to you that it was AI. I was like, because I was scared for him, because the last time he talked about this man, he showed a picture of him in blackface.
He did.
It said, "Your mother's a loser. Your dad dresses in monkey suits." Your boy is on his deathbed, so what? And you got a baby on the way that nobody knew about. That's what happened last time. I'm scared for him to even say push. He needs to say anything else. Is there another word of saying push instead of like actual push? Like, let me see, what's a synonym for push?
Shove.
Shove. He needs to use shove now. He needs to take the word push out of his whole vocabulary.
Yeah, I'm like,
shove should be it. But
push,
yes.
Also, you know, I'm in
thrust.
This space.
Thrust. I'm looking at the thrust.
Yeah,
impale.
It's crazy because
send.
You know, people really make it hard, and we are aware everybody's human, but some of these niggas make it hard to separate the two. And when Rick Ross said what he said, did he lie?
I don't know. You stay in that world more than me. You've been talking about this for over a year, and it was like, damn. Dom is sitting somewhere like, told y'all niggas.
You know, we hear and see a lot of things out here in the city of angels. And I mean, and also I believe, isn't Drake supposed to be on a break because he has issues?
He's been saying that. I don't know.
Yeah, so
they canceled the rest of the shows.
But did he get another round of lipo?
I don't know.
Yo, they show his old nose, his new nose, and then he had his mama say something. And I was just like,
I don't think that was his mom. I think that was made up.
Okay.
I mean, he's not going to say that. But
you know what? I'm going to say this, though. I feel like she is well enough in the culture where somebody could send her something where she could be like, okay, so what is this about? She strikes me as that type of mother. And that's not a bad thing, you know, at all. Because one thing we know for sure is that Drake had his mama nose. He had her nose. Had it.
He has a lot of different looks in his life, like even facially, though. Like, I know we like age.
Yeah.
But he just changed.
So which leads me to a lot. There are a lot of men out here getting plastic surgery.
Well, I don't say to get plastic surgery. I don't get numb woods. But
No. But that's the rumor is that he has gotten a lot of work done, and there are certain pages. It's crazy on Instagram where you can see like a person's old face, or like they might do a scissor face, and then when she first came out versus what it looks like now. And I feel like that's kind of Drake. Like, they have one about Bad Bunny. They have one about Jack Harlow. Damn. And for men, I was like, so he couldn't have just lost 10 pounds or 15 pounds and grew a beard? Like, beards be saving y'all. We know that. But I don't know.
So the beard is covering up the new chin?
Well, they're okay. So at least for Bad Bunny.
What's the point of getting a new chin if I ain't showing it off?
Well, because it sculpts your face more. So it makes you, okay, so look.
What's on the beard makes sculpt your face more in general?
Well, so think about this. So it changes your jawline structure. So think about this. So I have a little weight on me.
Yep. No, I'm listening.
Okay, I'm like.
No. I'm listening to your example.
Okay, so you see I kind of got like a little cheek. A little buccal fat right here.
I'm not answering. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. I'm telling you I do.
Oh, okay. last time I said okay.
I just told you I'm about to go to Pilates. So, look. Okay. So, you see how now it's like this is tight. Like, even from the front, it looks slightly different. But it's just, even if it's subtle, it can change the, like, structure of your face. So, like, somebody gets an eye.
But why would you get a beard to hide it, though?
Because now his jawline is more defined. And so even in covering your jaw or your chin, it's still your facial structure. It's still that's a permanent change. So if you got that and now you got a beard, like look at this. Okay, don't do that. Okay, like that. And so now I have like more of a chiseled look, and you just have a chiseled face. So it's kind of like more palatable, artistic, or whatever, if you will, but it's
so it basically makes your face more symmetrical.
It's more symmetrical.
Oh dang! I mean, J. Cole, you was right though, man. I mean, so the weirdest part about all this is that all of them are super hypocritical, except for let me take a step back when I say this. J. Cole is out of this. Good job, brother, getting out of this shit before it got hectic. Kendrick, I think, wants the mess, but he's not in social media, so it doesn't bother him to be in the mess because he doesn't even know what's going on right now, probably. Somebody had to tell him. Yeah, he's not like on social media, but I think Drake is jealous of Kendrick for what he can provide. And Kendrick is Drake jealous of what Drake provides, if that makes sense. And before we get into Rick Ross and them.
I could see how you got
Drake there. Wants that respect that Kendrick has of like, yo, people really respect him as this creative, dope ass MC that everybody on every level of the game respects.
Yeah.
Kendrick wants the popularity. And the everybody saying like they know him.
Really?
Like,
because yeah, I feel like
he gets upset that like I think he gets upset that people like this dude because he kept on saying bum. Like, dude, like y'all really think this dude is the best rapper for real?
I'm gonna disagree with you on that because Kendrick could very well have the same notoriety, popularity. As Drake could, but because he does not interact with his fan base like that, he's not as visible. Like the nigga got like 3 pictures on his Instagram page, you know what I mean? And so we live in this day and age.
His old lady probably did all that.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that. I think that's just his persona.
I'm saying that even that Instagram page, probably the old lady put them up. I'm saying like
And so it creates this level of mystery still. So think about it from that perspective. And so it's almost kind of like he's taking a page out of like the elders of hip hop, you know, like a Jay-Z or like a, does Nas post like that? Who else?
Yeah, I think he has somebody to post for him.
Yeah,
his account looks very curated, like it's like a social media manager. Might,
for sure.
Like
for
they'd be like, Nas took 5 pictures last night at an event. Let's take one and put them up. Cause it like, cause them captions be like, nah, I didn't say that.
Yeah, I think I could see that him just
have him for social media manager.
Yeah, so for sure, and so I think that gives him also a level to be able to kind of just move around freely because he's not as accessible to everybody else either. So if you see Kendrick out, you know, it's kind of, I mean, the most visible, the last time I saw Kendrick Lamar, he performed at the Renaissance Tour.
He performed there with Beyonce?
He is on the remix to America's Got a Problem. He was like, ghost thing, fuck it up, ghost thing, fuck it up. It's like,
he didn't come out, did that one verse and then did.
Yeah, he did. He did. No, he did both of his verses.
No, I'm saying, I didn't know.
That's,
I don't know.
That's it, verses. Yes. Outside of that, like, yes.
So and, she didn't let him do all the track, like, going in it, all right. You know, like, I got something else for you, Beyonce.
He performed, and then that was it. And
okay.
Kendrick ain't been back outside since. That was September.
Well, he brought J. Cole out of his last show, just recently.
What, in Paris?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, we got United Front. I was like, oh, snap.
But that's
J. Cole didn't turn heel.
But... when was that show?
Before this, right? It was just a few days ago. Hold on, I'm finna tell you.
You know, J. Cole is an Aquarius, so we're gonna give him a pass because he'd be wanting harmony.
Yeah. No, I get it. And after I thought about it, I was like, I get it.
Yeah. But ultimately, the smoke really wasn't even for J. Cole on that track.
No.
So J. Cole had no business. You got thrown in, you inserted yourself in the middle of something. Or somebody is telling you that you should take it this way, and you kind of did.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think, hold up, Kendrick brings. Yeah, he brought him out at, it doesn't say what show it is, what show it was. Oh, in Detroit. It was in Detroit.
Recently?
No.
That's old.
Yeah. The one he brought him out at recently was 2 days ago. Hold on. I'm trying to see. Come on. It was.
Okay, this one is saying 6 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, no, this is the one here. I got it. It's Kendrick brings out J. Cole. After beef. Oh, somebody keep on saying this is old and somebody just put it up.
Yeah, it's old. That's why I was like, that was a minute ago.
Yeah, so then it don't matter then. Okay. I apologize for that, listeners. I got caught up in some shit too. what do you think about this Rick Ross Drake situation? Like Rick Ross and Drake.
Okay. Can somebody explain to me how Rick Ross got into this? Like, so what happened? And why is, what did, okay. I'm not saying that people have to do things for people to not fuck with them or whatever, but what happened in the recent months where people are really kind of going ham on Drake? I'm not the biggest Drake fan or whatever. I enjoy some songs, like, for sure. Like, I told y'all here, after his hands are in the cloud, you lose me. Okay? I'm lost. We don't connect. He doesn't. And I'm so.
I agree. I want you.
So, but also, I recognize that I am no longer his target audience. I have matured.
That's part of the damn shame part, that he's a fucking 40-year-old man, and you're out of his demographic.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So for me, I'm just confused. Like
I'm dozing, then sleep, Yeah, we part of Just Posted Podcast, man. The best show on this network. Cut my check, girl.
Seriously, man. Just Posted. It's just me and those just sitting back talking about what the fuck going on in the world. Yeah, sure, man.
We said labor of love. He said labor of love. I didn't say that shit. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody coming to watch, though, man. We really appreciate y'all. Holla at y'all later.
Hey, man, this nigga just tall for no reason. I'm gone. Peace. And you do regular jobs. Don't forget that.
What happened? Because in a second, y'all gonna say Chris Brown ain't fucking with him. And then I'm gonna really have to fall back. Because, you know, I gotta pick a side. And I'm going with Breezy. I'm Team Breezy. So what do I, like, so, okay. What happened? Because now how is Rick Ross of Maybach Music?
Well, Drake dissed him in his new song or whatever. Okay.
He's...
The Drake diss, he dissed Rick Ross in it. And then Rick Ross, because supposedly Rick Ross and a whole bunch of people unfollowed Drake recently.
Okay.
Because
but also
everybody,
people don't realize that Instagram has been acting wonky and has been doing that to everybody.
Oh, no, I was like 7 or 8 different dudes just unfollowing
him. Oh, okay, okay.
That's the reason behind it. And then Drake goes into some messy stuff by, after that, inviting Rick Ross' ex-girlfriend out and flying her out.
Oh, she went...
Of course she did. She's a
nigga.
Know,
see,
she's
a
duck. Ducks do stuff like that.
But I'm just trying to. Okay, Rick. You can't be. What's Rick Ross' real name?
Oh, that's a good question,
sir, Mr. Former Correctional Officer. You cannot be mad at things like that because you know
William Leonard Roberts III. I mean,
William. You can't be mad that your girlfriend took an invitation from Drake, okay? So she knew, one, it would make you mad, but two, you knew who you was dating. You kind of know, like, there are some women that you just get that air. You feel that about them. And that's no shade to her. Like, get your money, have fun. Like, but you knew, so there's no reason for you to be mad. It's a part of the game, player.
Yeah, but I mean, but I think it was a couple of things, and then some with French Montana, he claims, and now Rick Ross has put up 50 posts on him on Instagram talking about him. This is relentless at this point. Now, but Drake is going back at him on Instagram, so I'm like, okay, well, it's a back and forth thing.
I go to the grave before I be a bitch, nigga.
It's funny. But both of them are super hypocritical to me. Because, Drake says that Kendrick Lamar did 2 pop songs with 2 pop artists. But I was like, but isn't your catalog the last 12 years all pop shit? And then Rick Ross calls Drake the police. I was like, wasn't you a correctional officer?
Yes.
I'm just confused with the hypocrisy, that's all. I'm glad, J. Cole, you got up out of this, man. I'm sorry, man. I wouldn't want you involved in no bullshit like this. Now, Kendrick gonna come out here and do some other shit, or he might not say nothing at all and let these niggas
fight. That's what I was gonna say. Kendrick just shouldn't say nothing at all.
Let these niggas fight. Rick Ross is handling the Lord's work right now. He started talking about Birdman. Do you see the Birdman stuff?
Okay, what?
Oh, he's been beefing with Birdman for a while or whatever. But so he goes, hey, and nobody knew about this. You know your boy Birdman under foreclosure. Cats didn't even know because they live in the same neighborhood. So
where's Johnny Braxton?
We'll see if she hangs on here because this is if he's in foreclosure. Look, and for soon, Tony will be gone. If he's in foreclosure, for soon Tony shall be gone as well.
Yeah, she's just gonna be a man about it and move on. Like.
You ain't got a lot of me.
Just be a man.
So he's getting folk, and then so Rick Ross is going, I wouldn't let my homies get their houses foreclosed on. Ain't nobody that been with me had their house foreclosed on. If you got so much more money than me, Drake, why don't you pay for your mans to get him his house out of foreclosure?
Was he riding around on his property in that golf cart saying that?
No, he was sitting there with a Rolex hat on and Rolex t-shirt and Rolex shorts. Didn't even know you could get those.
Yeah, me neither.
Especially, yeah, that's some special shit.
Okay, wait. Can I just say something sidebar?
Yes, ma'am.
I really want us to do an episode about like certain threads or whatever. More so particular, the times where people, there's always a reoccurring thread of the times that so-and-so wasn't real. So one time they did Rick Ross and it was like, Rick Ross is not a real person because he tried to chop down a tree. Like he went and got a chainsaw from Home Depot because he needed to chop some trees down because he claimed they was trying to overcharge him. Or the time he was trying to like work out in the gym, but he did something really weird. So it's like these threads that people add to him. I want us to have like a fun Twitter.
Yeah, we didn't do it because Rick Ross could have killed himself. You don't play around with no chainsaw unless you know what you're doing.
Well, nigga, he went to town with the chainsaw and then, or it was like
did the tree down?
I don't know if he fully got the, I'm going to assume he got the tree down, but I'm like, you can't, them trees was tall. And I'm like, you can't just go timber, my nigga.
Because like, you can
really fuck some shit up. But like, there was another one where I guess his buffalo got loose because he got all these animals.
That's right. He sure do.
So it's like different ones, like where they'll say something crazy about somebody, like this person is a real person because I want us to like go down random threads.
No, you gotta get one of those threads and we can go through.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to go through one of them threads, but shout out to you though, Drake and Rick Ross. Kendrick, you ain't gotta do nothing now. But unless you got some stuff like Adidon out there, I would love to see that, my brother. If you got something like that, then bring it on. Other than that, you ain't really got too much else to say. Let them fight for a little while. And then you could come out with something crazy in 6 months on your album talking about Drake and get everybody hype again. Because that's what you should do, to be honest. Yeah. All right. When Spinning the Block goes right, Nelly and Ashanti, they having a baby. We knew that part. We talked about that previously. But they are now engaged as well. Shout out to the STL veteran himself.
Is this confirmed or is it reported?
This is confirmed.
Okay. Who's your source? No, I'm just messing with you.
Let me see.
Oh, no. I'm really messing with you. I'm so messing
Yeah,
with
I
you.
Mean, let me make sure. I'm looking at I saw it on Hip Hop DX. Ashanti has finally confirmed a long-standing rumor that she's expecting the baby with boyfriend Nelly. In a video posted to Instagram on Wednesday, April 17th, the singer revealed that with the scripted skit in the fitting partnership would prove. Hold on, you know what? Let's just play this shit. Let me see if I can find Ashanti's Instagram and we just play along.
It doesn't say anything. Literally, it's like cityscapes and we don't need it. It's cityscapes and then her mama is saying something to her and then it was like.
Maybe a scripted skit and fitting partnership would prove. You saw this video?
Yeah, it's really quick. Oh. We don't need it.
Oh, okay.
As like, Shanti, it's not that you know, it doesn't matter, but it's just that quick.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad. The world is ending. We're all dying. So let's try a little tenderness and love and happiness. And hey, if it work, it work.
Who's the most man though in this world?
Oh, isn't he still married or did he get divorced?
He's separated still, I believe.
Okay, baby, that's not together. Like a raising the sun. You gotta let it go.
Irv Gotti, I mean, this ain't been the best last year for Irv Gotti. Like, cause when he start bringing up Ashanti, that. He somewhat willed them back together, if you know that, right? Because they say, the tongue is, you know, the tongue is deadly, not deadly, or can speak things into existence.
It's life and death and the power of the tongue.
Remember, he kept talking about Ashanti on Drink Champs. And then he talked about how frustrated he was mad about when she saw he saw Nelly with Ashanti at a game.
Uh-huh.
And I think when he kept talking about it and everything, he willed this on his own and doesn't even realize it.
I can see how you said that. I see how you, because it was just like, oh, you still, and do I believe that Ashanti loves Nelly? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you still can't be spiteful, you know, to people. And that's what happened. That's literally what happened here. And I think it's kind of cool. Some people feel like Ashanti is settling for Nelly because, you know, he dated.
What is settling now then? Hold on. A man that's worth over, that's settling now?
Okay. I was about to say how.
Oh, sorry. I was to the people that were saying that. Because I'm trying to figure out how it's settling.
Well, okay. So, historically, and I get it for that time frame, they've never openly, publicly claimed each other. But they dated for all these years. And then they ultimately part ways and break up. And we don't really know who Ashanti was dating over that time, if she was seeing anybody. But, you know, he dated Miss Jackson for about 6 or 7 years. And then they broke up, which, what was that, during COVID?
Maybe they broke up with her in 2019.
Okay, that's I said a little bit before. And so I think that in that case.
They had a 7-year relationship? Shit.
Yeah, it was 7 years.
They broke up in 2021. I'm sorry.
I knew it was like something.
Damn.
I think there was rumors at first, maybe prior to COVID, that they had ended things. And maybe they broke up and got back together.
I ain't go front. He never seemed like he was happy with her. Like, I never saw him smiling when he was with her.
I've seen posts like that. But I think ultimately, sometimes, this sounds very...
It is what it is, you know.
Well, no. You know, and sometimes... This sounds very popcorn movie. Sometimes people deserve a second chance because they were not ready for the first. And that gives people the space to grow, to learn from their past. And ultimately, it brings people back together. I am a firm believer of that. And so ultimately, here we are. You know, they seem happy. Like, we ain't stopped seeing that nigga teeth, nor hers. And now she pregnant.
They say, well, you only get, what, 3 in your life? Miss Jackson is running out of time, right? Like, they say only get 3 loves. And she had 2 good ones. She only got 1 more clover left.
I'm going to say she had 1 good one.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, true that.
let's keep it real.
No, true that.
Because true. If I don't think.
No, you're right. Nope. You ain't got to explain yourself.
Okay.
If people got it, they there with it. We ain't going to even. You ain't got to explain yourself. Don't even got to.
Don't you know, even. Oh, well, never mind. I can't say that on air because then somebody will figure it out.
It's about who the person is.
I was gonna say something about the person and the voice memos that I be getting.
Oh yeah. Don't do that. We gotta keep that long going.
Yeah.
Do we have an update with that before we go back to Nelly?
I got another voice note.
We'll be bringing that back out.
Another voice note. This time it was really bad, and I told him it was bad.
Oh damn! But would I like it?
No, this one was really bad. It was
Would I like it? You know me.
No, it was bad.
Would I be body rolling to it?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was, he was like, I was like, this, I said, this one isn't it. You're not gonna like it.
Uh oh. Oh, we're getting it live. I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah. No,
No, he messed up right there. I like the way the beat was in the background. I thought he was going to come in on some, you know, some Boys to Men.
No.
Silk, you know, saying like Lose Control, Silk, you know. Ooh, you know. And then, you know, they come on in with, and then I meant to hurt you. I thought it was going to be something like that. You know me, you love me. I was like, oh, don't do it. But I just realized he's only doing one part harmony, so he can't do that.
And in that one part, it was no harmony.
Yeah, and he was crackling. He was crackling. He disappointed me, bro.
Yeah.
I still want to do that.
That was on April 4th, so I haven't gotten any. And today is the 17th or something. Yeah, I think today the 17th. Yeah. So I guess, I'm in timeout, which is, I'm okay with that. Because, again, I don't know why I'm getting these voice notes. Because I don't work in the music industry.
Maybe, you know, you be hanging out with some cats and maybe you're like, maybe if I sing just good enough one time that she'll either let me get some or put me on some. I don't know.
You, am I dreaming? Shit.
Oh, shit. You know, you're right. All right. So I got this to play for you. It's story time real quick.
I like story time.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
A man having multiple women, that's that nigga. A woman having multiple men, she a hoe.
Hold on. He's that nigga until they have hella kids, and then that nigga ain't shit because they don't take care of him.
No, you can't say that because most I'm that nigga mm-hmm. that you, but I got a lot of kids.
But you also, even if you weren't as hands-on, you have worked yourself in a way to where you've had a successful career and can be a provider.
For sure.
A lot of men that are dropping dick off ain't providing shit, but STDs, kids they don't want to take care of, and a lot of excuses for being a no shit nigga.
So
wait, and that is every woman watching is in the background cooking like, hold on, let me watch this show. Cause this nigga right here watching it ain't shit. A lot of them watching it right now. A lot of women I know right now settle for no good, nothing ass, dropping dick off. Dick don't even work all the time, by the way. Nigga.
But can I ask you?
But guess what? They got a cute little baby as an ornament to sit by a fireplace and take a picture for Instagram during Christmas. Fuck out of here.
All right, Dom. As I get ready to take this off here.
I don't disagree. And this isn't going to be one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, people talk about men and no, both people take two to tango, right? But I want to say this to my ladies, you know what you're dealing with, and men, y'all know what
true indeed.
And Jason is absolutely correct. Everybody is not Cam Newton. Cam Newton, you still be a mess or whatever. And you got kids. I don't like the fact that you're trying to repo your ex-fiance's car. That's messed up. And by now, like, no shade, that car is old and it should be paid off already. That should have been really paid off by the time you had left her. So what are your priorities? Like, you gonna leave her without a car to transport your kids or whatever? So that's weirdo behavior to me too. So you're not absolved of this, but you know what it is. And so I always tell men and women to tread lightly, because you know you can see in the future based on what that person is doing today. And people, you can't change people. And I think that is the thing that we always get caught up in, because you know, to a certain extent, degree, men and women, and we don't talk about it in men a lot, but we have this nurturing, you know, savior, I gotta heal you, I gotta take care of you, I have to do this, I have to do that complex. Men and women have it. And so ultimately, if why would you want to have a baby? Why would you want to be baby mama number three or four by a nigga that don't have shit going for him? Like he said, you dropping dick off, you got me pregnant, You've made my life living hell. Just think about that dude that when we talked about that clip from Baller Alert, who was like, oh, I got this girl pregnant. I really wasn't ready for it. So I went and got another girl pregnant. And I made this day.
I still need to drop that clip. I still haven't never dropped that as a clip, but it's on a full show. People listen, have listened to a full show. It's on there. But I still need to drop that as a clip.
And it's really disgusting. You know, I think that we, as human beings, have lost our way in so many different ways where we lack community. So with lacking community, you lack an understanding of family. You should not be procreating with anybody. You should not be just having sex with anybody. Like Jason Lee said, you giving me STDs and a baby. What's cute about that? And you show up one for this one photo on Christmas, maybe Thanksgiving. You might pop up for a birthday and get a baby some new shoes, but you've probably been out of the picture so long that the shoes are two sizes too small. And you got them at the flea market, so you can't take them back. So it's stuff like that. And I think that people have to really start valuing themselves and understand their self-worth, because you are what you attract. And so if there are certain things that you want out of life, you have to move through that space if it's already yours. And Jason is right. And that goes for men and women.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, but people can say, oh, it's about also having a good. You can be an honest, great friend to your friends and tell them the truth. I've been that friend that is honest. I can see the train wreck coming 20 miles away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I wouldn't do that if I was you, because I don't think this. I've seen how that nigga move, or I've seen how that woman moves. It is not going to end well. And Jorge make us off behind, and unfortunately, kids be involved.
Yeah, the only problem with this is Cam is correct in what he's saying, but 99.9% people in the world ain't got Cam Newton money or Cam Newton's ability. So he should say, I wish Cam would have not pushed back, but put a caveat, but everybody ain't me.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm one of them, but everybody ain't me. And I know that might sound braggadocious. Some dudes may took it like, oh, what do you mean I ain't you? Yeah, you not Cam Newton that had two multiple million-dollar contracts, NFL contracts and endorsement deals and all that stuff, and one of the best college football players of all time. Mm-hmm. You ain't that. You ain't him.
Yeah.
You can have three or four different kids by four or five different women. You can't do it.
I don't think
it's the best thing to do, but I can't really critique on him on that. If he long as he's doing what he got to do, taking care of his kids as much as he can.
Like I said, he's been controversial, but for the people that are not in that same tax bracket,
he also is like the planner peanut from time to time. Looks like Mr. Monopoly from time to time. Also is the only black man to get into a full on fight and not lose his hat.
Okay, yes. So ultimately, I was going to say that then you have situations where men get on the internet and they act a fool because nobody wants to take them seriously, nobody wants to love them. Well, because you're kind of sloppy. And I'm not saying that people don't, you know, are not allowed to grow. Are not allowed to change, right? But you're a liability. So why would I take on your responsibility and make two become one, and you're a liability?
Yeah.
So I'm not interested. And like I said, you know, okay, now I get it. I've dated men. Oh, that don't count. They'd be the same, baby. You know, ex-wife or whatever the heck.
Yeah, but that's different than having three or four different
baby. Yeah, that's different. I got an ex in a situation like that. Like, I have two.
And he ain't got no Cam Newton money.
He don't got no, neither one.
And the reason, and I know disrespect to that brother, me saying that, like I said, 99.9% of us ain't got Cam Newton money. So right. I could assume that.
And so I just be like, how? And where? And sometimes you're like, where did you go to school? Like, how did you learn that field? Where did you learn that field from?
What do you mean?
Because I feel like that's filthy. I feel like that's dirty.
Well, like having a whole bunch of kids about different women.
Yeah, and I also feel like that means you don't care about yourself.
No, like, it's more than that. I care about my finances because that's what keeps me from not having a whole bunch of babies.
So what I mean by that is, you know,
I care about my money too much.
Jason mentioned the STD part. There's new
STDs. The most important.
You're fine thing. With that?
No, I'm not saying I'm not fine.
Okay. I'm Doja. This sleep. Yeah, we part of Just Posted Podcast, man. The best show on this network. Come on, check, though. Seriously, man. Just Posted. It's just me and Doja sitting back talking about what the fuck going on in the world. And streets.
We said labor of love. He said labor of love. I didn't say that shit.
Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody coming to watch, though, man. We really appreciate y'all. Holla at y'all later.
Hey, man, this nigga just tall for no reason.
I'm gone. Peace.
Do regular jobs. Don't forget that.
I'm worried about my finances. That's okay. The main thing.
Okay.
Finances.
So, but that's like neck and neck.
No. Finances here. A STD is below that. I'm going to look.
I'm sorry.
That's the thing that's going to keep me from, that's going to keep me strapped up.
What kind of Aquarius are you? Are you not a hypochondriac?
No, I'm not a hypochondriac.
Okay. I'm questioning. I need to see your birth chart again.
No. I'm saying that my finances are first. That keeps me.
I think the two can coexist.
I think you can. Go ahead.
I think you can care about your finances and care about
But I'm saying that's what prevented me from having a bunch of kids. Is what I'm saying was finances was first.
Okay, but with that,
that's the first thing I thought about. I was like, man, I'm not trying to get this girl pregnant.
So that's what I'm saying. Like they're neck and neck because that means you're going to put on a condom.
I'm not saying that I did not think about that. I'm saying I always thought about, I don't want to have no baby. I'm going to strap up. I didn't think about, not saying I didn't think about an STD with it. My first thought was, I don't want to get her pregnant.
It's the same damn thing. It's the same thing.
it is, because I guess it is health, because my health is involved with me being strapped. I'm going to be strapped up because I don't want to pay for no baby.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
They neck and neck. They right there.
Yes. And
you're so busy being a man trying to prove me wrong.
Look, and I'm not trying to shout out the kid. No.
I don't want people in the comments mad.
No. I know. But Cam also, I am skeptical when niggas have more than four kids in general, even with their wives. And I'm sorry I said that potentially. Reason I say that is.
Why?
Ain't nobody got no bandwidth for that no more in 2024.
Yeah, if we don't have farms. If you had a farm, I feel like...
No, and them people don't know their kids either. I'm talking about where you got to really spend time with your kids. Like, and then I'm saying on another flip side of it, because you're not in your child's home, don't mean you cannot be a great father. Statistically, it shows that black fathers are the most involved fathers. We know that. Mm-hmm. But... when you got four in four different places, you're getting stretched thin. I got one that lives with me, and I'm stretched thin. I just came back from soccer today for 2 hours. Like, I'm stretched thin, and I got one. I can imagine.
Listen, D, I was telling them last night I only want one kid. One. I'll see how I feel after.
Maybe I give her too much. Maybe she probably do want a brother or sister, because I just be in our shit. Like, you want to do something? What we going to do? I'll do it with you. Let's do it.
For me, I'm okay with one. You know, that works for me. And everybody's like, well, if you had one, you got to have two. I said, yeah, I used to say that. So, like, I was like, if I ended up with twins, I would be content. I'm done. But honestly, I'm cool with my little baby. And
We talking about her dog, y'all. No, before y'all get to talk about
it. Okay. Okay, I wasn't talking about the dog. Okay, for 2 seconds, I forgot I had a dog. So thanks. But with me and my kid, like, I would be cool with, like, that. Like, you know, like, want to hang out, want to be, you know, best friends and things like that. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't stand you. You're a teenager. This is crazy. Don't be a dick to me. I will beat your ass. Okay, I really won't because I don't want to go to jail. But I love you. So, and I just want
one stretches me thin, and y'all Negroes got 6 or 7 kids by 6 different women in 6 houses, and y'all be talking about, oh yeah, I can be in all their lives. I've called cap on that, and maybe I'm just not the dude that can do. Listen,
Nick Cannon even said, I probably didn't make the best choices because I am friends thin. Yeah, he talked about that.
Okay, I'm not tripping.
And he has lupus. So right. Just think about, yeah, you working, you trying to do all this stuff, but then you're
healthy. He gets tired fast, right?
Huh?
Doesn't he get tired fast with lupus?
Yeah, lupus, all of that. Like, he's been hospitalized a lot. Like, your immune system is weak. So, yeah, no. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, so, Cam, I'm not with you on that, man. All right, this is... We're going to get into a little sports NBA talk. This is the dumbest nigga alive. no, and I mean that for real, for real. Like, yeah. Jontay Porter has today been banned from the NBA for gambling on games, gambling on games and giving info to bettors. So, do you know why he's got, like, how he got jammed up, Dominique?
I don't know how he got jammed up.
But you know, he was like the bets, what the bets were.
Okay, what were the bets?
So the thing called prop bets. So prop bets became popular maybe like the mid-90s. And they're like just obscure things. Like okay. You could go in and be like, the first song Beyonce going to do at the halftime show is going to be this. I'm going to bet on it. You could bet on that. And there's a line for it. Or who gets the coin toss of a game? If are they gonna get 80 yards receiving? You know, it could anything that's happening. It could be like, is somebody gonna spill a hot dog on themselves on TV? You could probably bet on that.
Wow.
So Jontay Porter was giving out information about him being sick or him getting sick after telling somebody that he was going to like lower their money on a prop bet, so somebody could say, I think Jontay Porter, it'll be a prop bet being Jontay Porter's going to score 8 points tonight. And you could bet the under on it or the over or whatever. And he would adjust himself depending on the prop bet. Now, he would gave away. So this is the big one that got jammed up for real. And this is when they should. This is when you're doing too much and you know it's bad. An $80,000 online bet he would underperform was placed ahead of the March 20th game, which would have paid out $1.1 million. The conspicuously large amount led to the wager being frozen and not paid out. When Porter was put on the Raptors G League affiliate from January to March, he placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account. The wagers ranged from $15 to $22,000 and totaled $54,000 toward the NBA. He ended up only profiting $21,000 from all of the wagers. So the thing is, he was trying to be slick. And this is the thing. People are like, man, is it that bad? Yes, it's that bad. The NBA is already in partnership with these gambling companies, and they're advertising and doing all kind of stuff. They had to put the hammer down. Because, I mean, people have to be like, I only make $150,000. How about I vote against I tell my homeboy to bet against me, and then he would act like he was sick after scoring a certain amount of points. Like, yo, I'm sick. I can't go back out there.
Okay. Do I think the lifetime ban is bad?
No, it's not.
Or it's extreme. I think it's a little extreme. But do
how?
I think
they did it? No. They did it to Pete Rose for baseball.
Okay. So I feel like the controversial thing here, like, I think he's a fucking idiot, by the way, like that never really works out for people. We always see it time and time again. Somebody gets found out. So what makes you so special where you won't get found out? That's number one. Number two,
Dante Porter. Who are you? Your brother's the better one, Michael Porter Jr. Your brother's the better player.
Oh, I just picture Portis, so never mind.
No, Michael Porter, light skin, both of them real light skin.
Yeah, so it's Portis. He ain't real light skin, but he in between us.
He's about Bobby Portis. He's about Bobby Portis.
No, Bobby Portis is dark skin, actually. Yeah. Sorry, wrong person.
Yeah. Bobby, like, what I do?
Yeah, he's like, why am I in it? Okay, Bobby Portis looked like Gumby to me, but that's neither here or there.
I know what he looked like, but I never looked like Gumby. Go ahead.
Not you about to look up Gumby. It's some eyes. It's the eyes.
Oh, shit. You took... Oh,
shit. I'm sorry. Let's
go past that light.
I was going to say that I think what's really interesting is what is punishable and what isn't. Because then I think about what even happened with the dude from OKC. Though he was ultimately found, you know, they didn't have enough probable cause to charge him with that. And we've had conversations about that offline.
Mm-hmm.
He was still allowed to play that entire time.
Did you put an $80,000 bet on yourself through somebody else?
But also, if it was a sexual assault.
But that one's more alleged because they didn't have full information on that one's like fully. I got a ticket with your homeboy Chris name on it for $88,000.
Walk with me. Mm-hmm. Even while they were conducting an investigation, he should have been suspended or benched. Or say, hey, we gonna put him on.
You talking about Giddis?
Or they should have put Josh. Yeah, Josh Giddis. Or they should have, like, you know, did what they did that one year when like the fact that y'all bench Nick Young because DeAndre, is that his name? Who's yeah?
D'Angelo.
I knew it was a D. Yeah. DeAndre, D'Angelo, whatever. Russell. Yeah. Had, like, set him up and had him on camera talking that shit, and y'all benched it for the rest of the season because of that shit. Because it got
expensive. Yeah, that's true. But this is the NBA. The commissioner came out with this one. The commissioner came out on this one.
I get it. But even Adam Silver even acknowledged what was happening. And so we have different things that occur and have been occurring in the league where it's like, okay, how y'all even though, yes, Draymond was acting erratically and y'all suspended him and it was pretty much indefinitely until he, you know, did some self-work and some shadow work and y'all let him, you know, come back up. So I just feel like there's something happening here, and I'm not going to say it's a black thing. Like, you know, the in and out.
He's pretty light skinned though, so this, you ain't got to worry about that.
One drop rule.
No. I mean, if Drake is a white boy now, according to Rick Ross, they definitely are too.
I'm not doing this, but I'm just saying. I think there needs to be a conversation around certain rules and regulations because you can have somebody hit somebody. And, you know, have some domestic violence thing be pending.
You're missing the point.
I'm not missing it. I got it all, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like, so if we're handing out punishments like that, I feel like it just needs to be consistent. That's all I'm saying.
But it is consistent. Look, this is the difference, though. And I'll say this. And you're going to dislike it. And it's not just because of the money. It is the money. But in theory, and it may sound crass, women and men are going to be abused in general. If a man is with a man or a woman is a woman, whatever it is, it's going to be domestic violence situations, period. But the idea with this money of cats trying to finagle stuff on gambling on their games, you got to stop that shit, because that shit can get like and mess up your league. Does that make sense?
I get both. I understand both.
No, and I'm not trying to diminish anyone with domestic assault. Domestic assault is not going to diminish your league. It's not going to mess up your league. Cats gambling on games like this and doing what he did can ruin your league.
I feel like both can, but I get what you're
saying. How could it
make all the niggas be beating ass and doing fuck shit and feeling
entitled? I know, that's what I'm saying, but how can it ruin the league, though?
I'm not saying, okay, look. All I'm saying is that I get it. It's a money thing. Money trumps all, clearly.
But it's not just the money. I'm saying the effect that it can do with the league. I'm saying, like, this could be a direct effect. This is a definite one-to-one effect is what I'm saying. Not that one is better than the other. I'm talking about this one situation I can never affect and stop. One of them I can stop that it can directly affect my league.
Okay, we're going to agree to disagree. Moving on.
I'm just saying one is going to be different.
Next.
All right, last up. You've been talking about this Good Times, man. I have not watched it yet. I only saw the trailer originally. Have you watched any of these episodes?
Okay, so I tried to watch the episode. I thought I was about to talk about the Trey Songz thing because I was like, oh, that would have been a good segue. Okay, ultimately, I'll be trying to support black business. And I think...
I hear this review's going to go left.
Nigga, it was too many drawing roaches for me. They had an episode where the apartment flooded. And it was like, it flooded. And then Elon Musk is like, oh, like the dad drives a cab. And somehow he ends up picking up Elon Musk because like they was in, so he got some argument with the Tesla.
Did the real Elon Musk do his voice?
No. Now you know.
But no, it's like, no. That made me more mad though.
Yeah, no. So it was just really weird. So this particular episode, like the maintenance lady wouldn't fix this water leak. Like their apartment, it looked like a swimming pool, like in every room.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And wouldn't fix it because they was behind on their rent. So the dad is trying to figure out how to make more money so they can be caught up on the rent. And so he ends up becoming Elon Musk's perfect personal chauffeur. And it just get weird. And then you got another episode, like the brother got ADHD and the school got to take his test. And the little sister, who's voiced by Marseille Martin, it's like she ends up flushing his ADHD pills down the toilet so he couldn't score well on his test. So she could be the person that scored well. And it's like weird. It's like, I'm like, this is very chaotic. And then it's very, you know, and I get it. It's an adult cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, but I couldn't really get into it. I was shocked that it was that I needed to confirm this, but Steph Curry is an executive producer, which doesn't mean anything. Like that means
you don't even know what's going on until he just slapped his name on it,
gave him some money or whatever for it.
Yep. He ain't look at no reels, no nothing. He ain't looked at the goddamn thing.
And he might have watched it and thought it was funny because his life was nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But
that's true. Shout out to Dale Curry who made his life better.
It was a lot. It was
great.
It was,
Dale Curry.
It was just a lot, and I was underwhelmed, thoroughly underwhelmed. So I don't know. At one point, it was number 6. It was trending on Netflix. Yeah. So I don't know. There's been a lot of backlash about it. And rightfully so, I get it. Because in hindsight, actual good times, though there are iconic moments.
There wasn't that many good times on there. That's the thing.
Yeah, it wasn't that many good times. Florida Evans is probably the worst television mother in history.
Oh, by far, she didn't let her kids do shit. Didn't let them grow
at all. Her and Peggy Hill are neck and neck. So, yeah.
You know that bad?
Peggy Hill is very bad. She's very delusional. She is... Like, she went to jail and because she can speak Spanish, she thinks she can speak Spanish. She accidentally kidnapped the kid, took the kid back to Mexico. Mind you, language barrier. You think you're speaking Spanish. She ends up in jail for kidnapping. And what saves her is the fact that her husband, tells the lawyer, like, put her on the stand. The lawyer was like, no. He was like, put her on the stand. And her Spanish was so bad that it saved her life.
Right, they were like, oh, she didn't know what she was talking about.
She didn't know what she was saying, and yeah. She got jealous of Bobby because Bobby had to take home Egg and ended up kind of being good at it and was making different meals or whatever. And Hank wanted to eat Bobby's food and wanted Bobby to cook Thanksgiving. And she went and tried to make this centerpiece out of like old sticks and leaves. Ends up being so jealous because Bobby and Hank become really close because they kind of have a strained relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And Thanksgiving morning, she steals the turkey, rides a bike to her hairstylist's house. And is acting a fool. All because she got jealous of Bobby.
A little Bobby. Wow.
Yep.
I didn't even know. I've watched King of Hill so long, man.
You know they rebooted it. So it is technically won't even be a reboot.
Is it continuing?
Yeah, well, they're gonna skip ahead like 15 years. And it might be a little more than 15 years. Yeah.
It was on for 13 seasons.
Mm-hmm. And I think the year it got canceled, because it just kind of ends abruptly.
2010, it got canceled.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say, I wonder if it was that one writer strike, but no, that wasn't. Something happened and it just didn't come back because the last
2025, episode, early 2025, it says.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I am so excited.
I know you always talk about it.
It's my favorite show. It is my comfort show. Yeah. And it was and low key it was hell of ahead of its time. You know, people are like, I can't believe you watched that right now. Just a lot of the topics that they explored, and ultimately like today I was watching an episode where Bill goes crazy because of his ex-wife or whatever and missing her. And he ultimately ends up cross-dressing. But he comes to this holiday party that Hank and them are having. And everybody is freaking out. And it's like, who's this freak? What's going on? And blah, blah, blah. So to like calm the situation down and to kind of help Bill come back to reality, Hank goes and puts a dress on. And ends up like kind of talking to him outside and calming him down and going at him. But it was really dope when you saw it. But even in the very last episode, they explored mental health. Because Khan suffers, their Asian neighbor, Laotian, and he's suffering from anxiety. And so they are trying to build like this super grill to some contest or whatever, but whatever it is, Khan had not taken his medicine and was like having like these episodes, you know, bouts of depression and all that stuff. So they were even exploring that. So it was really good. And so funny.
So the dude that did Hank is Beavis?
Yeah, he created Beavis and Butthead.
I'm just reading it. I didn't notice.
Yeah. So Hank is actually on Beavis and Butthead.
Really?
And then, you know, Daria is a spinoff of Beavis and Butthead, but...
Well, I know Daria was.
But then the creator wasn't involved in that. So, Mike Judge, that's where they originate from. So when you first see the very first episode of King of the Hill, it's drawn literally identical to how Beavis and Butthead is.
Wow.
And certain characters are based off of people in real life, like the guy Boomhauer that mumbles. Yeah, so Boomhauer comes about because of Beavis and Butthead, because people were calling him Mike Judge and Judge and leaving voicemails, sending letters and all this stuff. So this particular day, he got a phone call and it was somebody that talked just like Boomhauer. So he was like, I make this a character. And that's how Boomhauer.
Like, this can't be real. There's somebody talking just like dude, talking like this.
Yeah, let me make one new person. Damn, man, you out here with this dang old Beavis and Butthead, and that's how it was.
Wow, I did not notice a connection like this.
Yep.
Damn, I need to get up on my shit. Beavis and Butthead, I never got into it like that. I remember everybody was talking about it a lot, and I remember I didn't have cable, so when I finally got to see, because people were talking about it, man, you got to see Beavis and Butthead, man. Like when I was in middle school and everything, like, you got to see Beavis and Butthead. And I finally saw it and I'm like, oh, this is it?
Same.
And the only thing I thought was dope was when Method Red Man redid them for How High, for the How High music video. It was like, oh, and I was like, oh shit, Black Beavis and Butthead, I dig it.
Yeah, Sir, the singer, John Redcorn. That's John Redcorn from King of the Hill. That whole video is shot in the style of King of the Hill. And so Mike Judge even commented on it and was like very, you know, like flattered that existed. Because John Redcorn is a side nigga. And so that's the theme of John Redcorn, the song. And so he's talking about like this affinity that he has for this woman. And it's like certain scenes, even in the video, that it is just, it mirrors identically to King of the Hill, like them standing in front of the fence in the backyard drinking. Then there's an episode where Nancy.
Oh, you bugging me. Y'all now going to have to rewatch this now and trip off of it.
Yeah, like John Redcorn, because, you know, he low-key is the father of Joseph.
Yeah, the Native American
boy. The Native American boy. Mm-hmm. And so Dale has no clue, but there's one episode, like, Nancy only sleeps with Dale, I think, like, twice a year. So I think it's maybe his birthday and Christmas. Cause she be sleeping with John Redcorn. John Redcorn come over, be giving her massages. He massage her, all right.
But it's her dad. But it's his dad, though, right?
But Joseph has no clue. Like, but everybody else knows. And so they went out one time, Dale and Nancy, with Hank and Peggy, and they end up getting drunk, and she sleeps with him. And so it's like a whole thing. And then it kind of like makes them reconnect. And so John Redcorn sees them even sleeping in the same bed, but he's coming through the window.
Just trying to holler.
It's like a whole episode. It's so crazy. It's so good.
Dude, now you've been having me fucking watching King of the Hill now, yo.
Yeah, it's so good. When you watch it, that very first episode, it's so funny. It's so funny.
John, okay, I'm on this now. Now I'm about to mess around with this, man.
Yes, let me know. You're going to become a fan. Because I think it's so many jokes that probably went over people's heads at that time. But going back to it now, he's like, damn.
Yeah, because I think I may have stopped watching or maybe like keeping up maybe while I was in college. I think I watched it a little bit before college. While I was in college, I think I fell off with it.
Yeah, so I was watching it in college, but hadn't seen all the episodes because, you know, it was a part of Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times on Sundays when it would come on.
It moved from Fox to Adult Swim?
So that Adult Swim would re-air episodes, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know if it was like something similar to how it was like with Family Guy. So it would be so much time passing. Then they would get the episode. But yeah. But now the whole series is on Hulu.
Yeah, I'm about to get on this. Yeah. I definitely am. Well, Dom, where can people hit you up at?
Y'all can find me at the St. Angeles on Instagram. Please be sure to subscribe to my YouTube page.
Yeah, we getting there. We're getting there.
I'm close, but no cigar.
Yeah. we almost there.
What's
the dude on the show? The mumble dude.
Yeah, boom, how they? They go, man, go over there and subscribe me. Get the hell out of my
Well, thank y'all for listening. I got a kid that has got me tired. I ain't gonna front y'all. I did want to do another topic, but I got one kid. I'll have four. No, because I want people to understand how one kid can have you spent. And y'all talking about, I got six by five at five different stops.
I have none.
Right, but I'm saying, but at five different stops.
No, I know. So I can only imagine with a kid. I'm tired now. I already told you. I'm about to go to bed.
Look, and five stops. I got to
get a nap today.
So that's what I'm saying. I ain't getting no nap today either. So
I'm about to go feed y'all and go to bed.
We was being real honest with y'all. Look, it's a little bit shorter, but y'all, I mean, we've got some 2-hour episodes, so it is what it is. You know, we appreciate y'all as always. Peace.